Kunjani, and welcome to Out of Africa with me, Mr. Coxie, and Tuesday nights between the hours of 8 and 9 p.m. You can enjoy the sounds of Africa, and welcome to a very special show, very special edition of Out of Africa. This is the Anzac Day edition, and if you're listening in Australia, obviously you know what Anzac Day is, but if you're one of those people who listen in from around the world, Anzac Day is the day that Australians and New Zealanders celebrate the people who went before them and served in their armed forces. And so I am going to link the show tonight back to the African campaigns that Australian soldiers were involved with. But it would be remiss of me on the 100th anniversary of Anzac Day not to recognize the contribution that all those wonderful diggers made in in the European theatres. So I will start out with a poem tonight. During the early days of the Second Battle of Ypres, a young Canadian artillery officer, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer, was killed on the 2nd of May 1915 in the gun positions near Ypres. An exploding German artillery shell landed near him. He was serving in the same Canadian artillery unit as a friend, the Canadian military doctor and artillery commander, Major John McCrae. As the brigadier doctor, John McCrae was asked to conduct the burial service for Alexis because the chaplain had been called away somewhere else on duty that evening. It is believed that later that evening after the burial, John began the draft for his now famous poem, In Flanders Fields. In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Thank you.
96.5 Inner FM.
The Old England Hotel is Heidelberg's oldest friend. Established in 1848, it offers grand, luxurious surroundings, comfort and old-fashioned hospitality. There's something for everyone. The award-winning bistro, dining room, restaurant, gallery, functions and accommodation, club lounge, e-bar and more. The Old England Hotel, 459 Lower Heidelberg Road, Heidelberg. Telephone 9459 1166 or visit oldenglandhotel.com.au. Another valued sponsor of 96.5 Inner FM.
You're listening to 96.5 Inner FM.
Indeed you are, and you're with Mr. Coxey on this special Anzac Day edition of Out of Africa, and we're linking the music of Africa back to the campaigns that Australians have fought in over the years. And that track you just heard was a South African band called Malombo and the song Sangoma. The next track is from a band called Tinaruwen, and the name of the song is Alka Desuf. And Tinaruwen are from the Sudan. And in the early 1880s, the British-backed Egyptian regime in the Sudan came under threat from local supporters of Mohamed Ahmed, also known as Mahdi. In 1883, the Egyptian government was sent south to crush the revolt. But instead of destroying the Mahdi's forces, the Egyptians were soundly defeated. On March 29, 1885, a New South Wales contingent arrived in the Sudan, the first time Australian troops fought in an imperial war. The New South Wales contingent base consisted of an infantry battalion and an artillery battery, totaling 758 men. They left Sydney on March 3, 1885, and returned on June 19, 1885. While the contingent did not fight in any major battles, there were 3 wounded soldiers and 7 deaths from fever and dysentery. This is Tinaruwen.
Ijarawa hiya lahardasu.
Ijarawa hiya lahardasu.
Iya qal andagma anasis. قال ذاتي يا قال تسيس
يا قال اندغم نسيس يا قال ذاتي يا قال تسيس
يرواهي لحرب سو
يجرواهي لحرب سو
وسوق فقلو لو هرقوك بس دي توسلو
وهي جار واسوق فقلو قلو هرقوك بس دي توسلو
أربس نسان انت سدي
أربس نسان انت سدي
سب الخالي وادو زهور
زهور كراس الدقل سب الخالي وادو زهور
الزر نزجر ساف القليع
الزر نزجر ساف القليع
Z نزر نزجر تافلق اللي نفونا طقل داما نسوى
نزر نزجر تافلق اللي نفونا طقل داما نسوى
نجر هواهي لحر دسوى
نجر هواهي لحر دسوى
نزر نزجر سافلق اللي نفو نطق الدام نسوي
نزر نزجر سافلق اللي نفو نطق الدام نسوي
هاويني غام شريف لي
هاويني غام شريف
لحر دسو
يجرى واهي لحر دسو
في قال اندغم انسيس قال داتي يقال تسيس
في قال اندغم انسيس في قال داتي يقال تسيس
يجرى واهي لحر دسو
يجرى واهي لحر دسو
FM Community Radio broadcasts in Melbourne on 96.5.
There are a great range of fashion ideas to explore at Warringal Shopping Centre, from Miller's Fashion Club, Black Pepper and Studio Fashion, to Manchester Plus and Aussie Socks. If it's quality jewellery you're after, take a look at the range at Warringal Jewellers. It's sure to delight. Situated in the heart of Heidelberg Central on the corner of Burgundy Street and Rosanna Road, Warringal Shopping Centre offers fully undercover parking and over 40 shops including Aldi, Coles and Dimmies, and is home and proud sponsor of 96.5 Inner FM.
You're listening to 96.5 Inner FM.
Indeed you are, and it's Mr. Coxey here on a Tuesday night with Out of Africa, and tonight we're celebrating the Anzacs. Just before the sponsor messages there, you heard the band Tinariwen from Sudan and the song Al Kar de Souf. The next band is a South African band, which should give you a hint as to the conflict involved here. The involvement of men from the Australian colonies in the Second Boer War was quite complex. They included the official contingents dispatched by each of the six colonial governments. Australia were already in Southern Africa working as gold miners, enlisting in British or Cape Colony regiments such as the Bushveld Carbineers, men who made their own way over to participate, and others who joined privately raised units such as Doyle's Australian Scouts. After Australia federated to become the Commonwealth of Australia, the men of the six separate colonial contingents were reorganised into what would become the Australian Army. The Australian contingents numbered over 16,000 men and were the largest contribution from the Empire, and a further 7,000 Australian men who served in other colonial and irregular units. At least 60 Australian women also served in the conflict as nurses. It remains Australia's third worst conflict in terms of casualties. The Australian War Memorial Roll of Honour lists 598 casualties. Six Australians were awarded the Victoria Cross for their Boer War service, but clearly they had a huge part in shaping the future of the country that would become South Africa. This is Ladysmith Black Mambaso, Nkosi Sikelela.
Nkosi Sikelela, Afrika. aluphakanyiso dumolwayo yizwa yemithandazo yethu kuse sigelela thina lusapho lwayo kuse sigelele Afrika. Oh, malupaga Yesu pondolwayo. Oh, izwa imithandazo yethu. Kosi sigelela,
sigelela
thina lusapho lwayo.
Woza
moya, woza moya, woza.
Woza moya,
woza moya, woza,
woza
moya, woyiqwele, usi sigelele, thina lusapho lwayo. Morena buluka sishaba sa Yesu. Uvelise tintwali maswenyeho. Morena buluka sishaba sa Yesu. Uvelise tintwali maswenyeho.
Usibuluke,
usibuluke,
usibuluke morena.
Usibuluke sishaba sa Yesu. Sishaba sa Afrika, magu benjalo, kute kubenguna pagati,
One world, one music, Inner FM 96.5.
My husband and I are pleased to know that we can now listen to 96.5 Inner FM in our old age here in Buckingham Palace. We simply have someone Google Inner FM, which appears at the top of the Google list. They then follow the menu. It's wonderful. Thank you. Down.
And welcome back. That was the wonderful, wonderful choir of Ladysmith Black Mambazo with the South African National Anthem, which has been the national anthem since the change from the white regime to the Rainbow Nation in 94. And the anthem is called Nkosi Sikilele. The next track is from an Egyptian band, and they're called Jazmon and featuring Mohamed Munir. The song is Hanina. But before we get there, I'd like to share with you an interesting little fact about the Imperial Camel Corps. The Imperial Camel Corps were formed in January 1916 in order to deal with the revolt of pro-Turkish Senussi tribesmen in Egypt's western desert. The first four companies were recruited from Australian infantry battalions recuperating after Gallipoli. Four battalions were eventually formed. The first and third were entirely Australian, the second was British, and the fourth was a mix of Australians and New Zealanders. The Imperial Camel Corps also had its own machine gun unit and a battery of light artillery recruited in Hong Kong and Singapore. The operations of the Imperial Camel Corps in the Western Desert in 1916 were characterized by long patrols and brief skirmishes with the Senussi. British commanders in Egypt appreciated the fighting qualities of the Imperial Camel Corps, and in late 1916 they were transferred to the Sinai Desert to take part in operations against the Turkish army. Here the battalions of the Imperial Camel Corps fought alongside Australian light horse units at Romani, Makhraba and Rafa. The Imperial Camel Corps remained an integral part of the British and Dominion force that advanced north through Palestine in 1917 and 1918. It suffered particularly heavily during the Second Battle of Gaza on April 19, 1917, and in the operations conducted in November to destroy the Turkish defensive lines between Gaza and Beersheba. As the Imperial Camel Corps moved into more fertile country in northern Palestine, its practicality declined. The camels needed more fodder and water than equivalent numbers of horses, and unimpeded by the desert, horses could move much faster. The bulk of the Imperial Camel Corps was disbanded in June 1918, and the Australians were used to form the 14th and 15th Light Horse Regiments. The men of the Imperial Camel Corps had a rough reputation, largely because when the corps was originally formed, Australian battalion commanders had seized upon it as an opportunity to offload some of their more difficult characters. In 1917, a British supply dump at Rafa was warned to double their guards as the Imperial Camel Corps were going to be camped nearby. The men of the Imperial Camel Corps were, however, resourceful and effective. While defending a hill called Musalaba in April 1918, some Australians of the Imperial Camel Corps ran out of hand grenades. They resorted to heaving boulders down on the attacking Turks and eventually fought them off. The hill became known as the Camel's Hump. This is Jasmon from Egypt.
Yeah.
96.5 Inner FM.
Indeed you are. You're listening to the special Anzac Day edition of Out of Africa with me, Mr. Coxey, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to pause for a sponsor break, and then we'll be right back with more stories and more music.
Austin Health is the major provider of tertiary health services in the northeast of Melbourne. Comprising the Austin Hospital, Heidelberg Repatriation Hospital, and the Royal Talbot Rehabilitation Centre, Austin Health operates 980 beds across acute, subacute, and mental health with an annual operating budget of more than $700 million. Austin Health is an internationally recognised leader in clinical teaching and training, affiliated with 8 universities. In addition, it is the largest Victorian provider of training for specialist physicians and surgeons and is renowned for its specialist work in cancer, liver transplantation, spinal cord injuries, neurology, endocrinology, mental health and rehabilitation. Austin Health, supporting the community and 96.5 Inner FM.
And welcome back. The song you heard just before that break was from Yasmon featuring Mohammed Munir and the song name Hanina. The Royal Australian Navy was the first of the Australian services to see action in the Mediterranean in World War II. At the time, Italy had entered the war on the 10th of June 1940, and the Royal Australian Navy had a single cruiser, the HMS Sydney, and their 5 elderly destroyers, the so-called Scrap Iron Flotilla, at Alexandria with the British Mediterranean Fleet. During the first days of the Battle of the Mediterranean, HMAS Sydney sank an Italian destroyer and a Voyager, a submarine. The Mediterranean Fleet maintained a high operational tempo, and on the 19th of July, HMAS Sydney, with a British destroyer squadron in company, engaged the fast Italian light cruisers Bartolomeo Colleoni and Giovanni dal Bandeira in the Battle of Cape Spada. In the running battle which followed, Bartolomeo Colleoni was sunk. The Australian ships spent much of their time at sea throughout 1940, and the Sydney was relieved by her sister ship, the Perth, in February 1941. The Australian Army first saw action in Operation Compass, the successful Commonwealth offensive in North Africa, which was conducted between December 1940 and February 1941. The 6th Division relieved the 4th Indian Division on the 14th of December. Although the 6th Division was not fully equipped, it had completed its training and was given the task of capturing Italian fortresses bypassed by the British 7th Armoured Division during its advance. The 6th Division went into action at Bardia, in the western reaches of Libya, on the 3rd of January 1941. Although the fortress was manned by a larger Italian force, the Australian infantry quickly penetrated the defensive lines with the support of British tanks and artillery. The majority of the Italian force surrendered on the 5th of January, and Australians took 40,000 prisoners. The 6th Division followed up this success by assaulting the fortress of Tobruk on the 21st of January. Tobruk was secured the next day with 25,000 Italian prisoners taken. The 6th Division subsequently pushed west along the coast to Cyrenaica and captured Benghazi on February 4th. The 6th Division was withdrawn for deployment to Greece later in February. And this is Mahmoud Fadal with Salwa Abu Gresha. He is an Egyptian singer, and this song is called Widaret Aleim.
Thank you. FM 96.5.
If you recognise the signs of stroke, act FAST. Fast. F, facial weakness. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to act fast. If you suspect a stroke, seek immediate medical attention. Remember, face, arm, speech, time. Act fast and live. For more information, call 1800 787 653 or visit strokefoundation.com.au. A message from the National Stroke Foundation.
And welcome back. This is Out of Africa, the special Anzac Day edition with me, Mr. Coxie. We're learning about the Anzac's contribution on the African continent and playing some music which fits in with the region that we're talking about. And just prior to that break, we heard Mahmoud Fadal with Salma Abu Gresha from Egypt, and the song was Wideret El Ayem. Almost a million Australians, both men and women, served in the Second World War. They fought in campaigns against Germany and Italy in Europe, the Mediterranean, North Africa, as well as against Japan in Southeast Asia and other parts of the Pacific. Australian casualties in World War II were over 27,000 killed and 23,000 wounded. In addition, hundreds more servicemen and women were killed and injured in accidents during the war. Australia played a minor role in the British-led campaigns against the Vichy French colonial possessions in Africa. In late September 1940, the heavy cruiser HMAS Australia took part in the unsuccessful British and Free French attempt to capture the Senegalese capital of Dakar, in which she sank a Vichy French destroyer. This song is from Habib Koité from Senegal and his African supergroup Bamada. The song is Baro.
Kanye Johnny ma sana kono Le kanye wolo babere ma de muso baneba Wolo babere kaya fane ma nga bunya bawye Fe muso kaya fane ma kudowere baneba Kabange seka uye
Otetere mafeye
Kaloworo fokono tondoni
Otetere mafeye
Onana bange de musola
Otetere mafeye
Deni nanase sananima Sunguru nanase, santani nanima, musoya monogora. Anyinkize chie ala siraye, anyinkize jelen kutile matile, anyeshi fine kosuro kono, parikolo yele kukaloje, musoya monogora. Kamalendo bora deniko ala nanu janyonye asera bange bama akombayo walide jaraniye ikonyinyinye kakane furunyanye Deni mi koyeniye asenye dugudabenye ikano furu akangalaga jafelito ikano furu
Saluting the role played by all those volunteers who work in community broadcasting. Roy, they're tremendous people. They're fit, lively, with that hint of lewd that you'd want in a broadcaster. I've got my hat off. I've got my pants off. How are you seeing it today?
Yes, I agree with you. Actually, I'm a bit over the bonnet for them. I've loved community radio, as you well know, when I first started with a crystal set with Lithgow FM. And there were only one listener, i.e. Me. And there was only one broadcaster, i.e. me, but I was volunteering and I was putting my hand up. Sure, it was a humble beginning, but it gave me a start.
Thanks very much for that, Roy. And all volunteers, stand up, pat yourself on the back, and be proud of your role in community broadcasting. And keep at it!
And welcome back. I will keep at it. I'm Mr. Coxey, and this is the Anzac Day edition of Out of Africa. We've got about 12 minutes to the hour. And just before that sponsor message, you heard Habib Koité from Senegal, and the song was Tere. And overall, the Battle of Dakar did not go well for the Allies. The Vichy forces did not back down, and the HMS Resolution was so heavily damaged she had to be towed back to Cape Town. During most of the conflict, the bombers of the Vichy French Air Force, the Armée de l'Air de Vichy, based in North Africa, bombed the British bases at Gibraltar. Finally, the Allies withdrew, leaving Dakar and French West Africa in Vichy hands. This is the Senegalese superstar Youssou N'Dour and the song Cinnabar.
Thank you.
listening to 96.5 Inner FM.
Indeed you are, and we've got about 5 or 6 minutes to go on this Anzac Day edition of Out of Africa, so we'll pause for a final message, and I'll be right back. Coming up after me, Rob Morrison with Musical Theatre Melodies.
If you're a musician seeking airplay, community radio is the place to be heard. But because there are more than 300 independent community stations around Australia, knowing where to begin can be tricky. That's where AMRAP can help. AMRAP offers a range of specialised services that connect Australian musicians with broadcasters and listeners around the country. Find out more. Visit www.amrap.org.
You're listening to 96.5 Inner FM.
You are indeed listening to Inner FM. I am Mr. Coxey, and we've got one more track on the way out for you. When war broke out in Europe in 1939, the Royal Australian Air Force, the RAAF air crews, were amongst the first Australians to head overseas to Britain's aid. Between 1939 and 1945, they flew in both Australian and British squadrons with the Royal Air Force in coastal bomber and fighter commands. The first RAAF aircrew in Britain was a party who were already there to take delivery of new Sunderland flying boats. They remained there when war broke out, becoming No. 10 Squadron RAAF, the only Australians attached to the RAF. However, by the end of 1940, the first Australians trained under a new Empire training scheme began to arrive in Britain. Australia, with the other British dominions, had adopted the Empire Air Training Scheme, EATS, to provide trained aircrews to fight with the RAF. Australian recruits received elementary training at air bases around Australia, and many of them were then sent overseas for advanced training. Before the scheme ended in mid-1944, more than 10,000 Australians had received advanced training in Canada, and 674 had been sent to Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, before joining the RAF in Britain. This last track is from Oliver Tuku Makutsi, and the song is Gona. And all that remains for me is to thank you for listening along tonight on this special Anzac Day edition of Out of Africa. And of course, our thanks go out to the men and women of the Anzacs that have gone before and sadly will come again. Humbugashli. Go well.
Kuba. You're listening to 96.5 Inner FM. Same as me.
Something erratic, something dramatic.